A miracle of faith. An elderly woman had just returned to her home from an evening of religious service when she was startled by an intruder. As she caught the man in the act of robbing her of her valuables, she yelled, "Stop! Remember Acts 2:38. Turn from your sin." The burglar stopped dead in his tracks. The woman was amazed, and she then calmly called the police and explained the true miracle that she had just witnessed. The police quickly responded, and as the officer handcuffed the man to take him in, he asked the burglar, "Why did you just stand there? All the old lady did was yell a scripture at you." "Scripture," replied the burglar. "She said she had an axe and 2:38s. Miracle of faith. Beginning today, the church gives us 5 weeks of Sunday gospel readings from John, wherein we learn about several miracles performed by Jesus for his disciples and those that followed him. We hear of the multiplication of the loaves, followed by Jesus walking on the water and the bread of life discourse. We remember the story of the multiplication of loaves being told in each of the four gospels and is the only miracle story shared by each. While reading over the meaning of the gospel for today, I was shocked to see just how many resources and how many people interpret today's gospel message that Jesus really didn't create more bread and fish. Their thoughts are that he was just a really good guy, and he inspired the crowd of people to share the bread and the fish that they had brought for themselves. Many believe Jesus did not perform a miracle at all, but just talked the crowd into sharing what they already had. Sacred Scripture and its constant interpretation by the church are clear in saying that this is, in fact, a real physical miracle. It is clear that Jesus, by his power and authority as the Son of God, altered physical laws so that 5 loaves and 2 fish were enough to feed a multitude of more than just 5 loaves and 2 fish left over. This is a real miracle which can inspire faith among our people. This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. Why is it important that we understand this miracle correctly? Because we must resist any attempt to explain away the power and the presence of Christ, either in the sacred scriptures or in our world today. When Jesus worked a miracle or a sign, he wasn't just doing parlor tricks. He wasn't even primarily helping people. He was proclaiming the presence of the kingdom of God, not just in words, but in his deeds. If the signs are not real, then neither is the kingdom they proclaim, and our faith would be meaningless. This is especially important with the miracle of multiplication. It is a sign of a foreshadowing of the continuing real miracle, which is the Holy Eucharist. It is this miracle which the Lord uses to prepare the people for his teaching on the Eucharist. It shows us God's power to transcend the physical in order to meet our needs, physical and, more importantly, spiritual. It points out the continuing miracle of the Holy Eucharist, in which there is always enough, more than enough, to feed the souls of all who believe. The real miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish points to the miracle of the Eucharist, which is the real thing, not a mere sign, memorial, or spiritual representation. Just as the reality of the miracle of the multiplication caused the crowd to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, so the reality of the continuing miracle of the Holy Eucharist must inspire in us our faith in Jesus, true God and true man, who gives us his flesh and blood to eat and drink. Upon witnessing the sign of the multiplication of the loaves, the crowd explicitly recognizes Jesus as a prophet. No doubt the story of the prophet Elisha and the multiplication of the loaves from our first reading today was in mind. Jesus realized The crowd wanted to make him a king, so he makes a speedy solo exit. The multiplication of the loaves, with its Eucharistic overtones, its prominence on Jesus, his fulfilling human needs, and the growing recognition by the crowds that he must be a prophet, demonstrate how pivotal this episode is and continues to be. Jesus satisfies human needs. The story tells us that the crowds follow Jesus because they saw the signs he did on those who were diseased. After witnessing another sign, they will recognize him as a prophet. The recognition on the part of the crowds is based on Jesus' satisfying of human needs. Quite often, as long as all of our needs and wants are met, things can seem to be going well. We are satisfied. We will see later in this chapter that Jesus asks something of the crowds, and most abandon him. It's easy to follow Jesus when we are receiving his bounty and goodness. It is easy for us to be happy when we are receiving his graces and gifts. But what happens when we are asked to change, or step up, or take some responsibility? Growing into discipleship means that there will come a time, if it hasn't come already, when we will no longer simply be on the receiving end of our relationship. We will be called to enter further into relationship with Jesus that is based on us giving back, though Jesus will always be the teacher and we will always be in the position of disciples. Jesus will call the crowds closer to the circle with him. It's easy to be a follower or a member of the crowd when it is good. Soon, those crowds will be invited to go deeper. With the miracle of the loaves and fish, Jesus transforms a crowd of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds into a community of generosity. That vision of being a Eucharistic community is recreated each time we gather here. That is the challenge of the gospel and the mandate of the Eucharist that is foreshadowed in this miracle story: to take up the hard work of reconciliation and compassion begun by God, who dwells here in our own community, to humbly bring the peace of God's dwelling place into our own homes, to become the body and blood of Jesus that we receive at his table, where all, saints and sinners, are welcomed. Come, let us adore him.